latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
The average price of urban land in Spain is showing signs of recovery, as quarter two of 2014 showed a 9.3% lower price than the same period of last year, but a 3.5% increase on the price comparison to the first quarter of 2014, as low prices have started to attract buyers once again, according to the Ministry of Public Works. Spanish power supply and construction company Abagoa secured a $26 million contract from the Kuwait government to develop a new power transmission project. In a statement, the company said that the project includes designing, building and operating three new high-tension electricity transmission lines which extend 86 kilometres in the Kuwaiti capital. Abagoa is currently involved in 25,000 kilometres of power transmission and distribution lines around the world. Despite continual threats of its withdrawal, the UK government have revealed that the number of people claiming the winter fuel allowance whilst living abroad has risen to record levels. The data reveals that a total of 139,000 people were paid the social benefit for last winter, compared to 75,000 in the 2011-2012 winter period. The number of people in Spain who claimed the allowance in 2011 was 33,800, rising to 49,900 last winter. Apart from the apparently high figure, the government claim it's only a small portion of those who are eligible, however, with government officials estimating some 456,000 expats would have been eligible for the winter of 2012. 8 out of every 10 women in Spain who suffer ovarian cancer are diagnosed too late, as according to a report collated on behalf of three oncology institutes, the IFO, ASACO and SOEM, who release the data in the hope of raising awareness of ovarian cancer amongst doctors, given that around 4,100 women are diagnosed with it every year in Spain and few survive. In Spain, a total of 12,300 women are annually diagnosed with some form of gynecological cancer, the second most common strain of the illness in women. In association with computer giant Hewlett-Packard, the San Juan de Dios Hospital in Barcelona has converted its MRI scan room for children into a spaceship, albeit only in an aesthetic way, in order to cause less stress to young patients using the diagnostic equipment. We wanted to make the children believe they were part of the crew preparing to enter a spaceship, according to HP spokesperson Eva Blanco. Whilst the equipment has successfully reduced anesthesia use by 18% during MRI scans.